Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 14th of April, 2024. The Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendour, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Today's article, titled God Knows Our Needs, was written by Karen Huang. Lando, a jeepney driver in Manila, which is a form of public transport in the Philippines, gulped down coffee at a roadside stall. Daily commuters were back again after the COVID-19 lockdowns. And the sports event today means more passengers, he thought. I'll get back lost income. Finally, I can stop worrying. He was about to start driving when he spotted Ronnie on a bench nearby. The street sweeper looked troubled, like he needed to talk. But every minute counts, Lando thought. The more passengers, the more income. I can't linger. But he sensed that God wanted him to approach Ronnie. So he did. Jesus understood how difficult it is to not worry. So he assures us that our Heavenly Father knows exactly what we need. We are reminded not to be anxious, but to trust him and devote ourselves to doing what he wants us to do. As we embrace and obey his purposes, we can have confidence that our Father, who clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will provide for us according to his will, just as he provides for all creation. Because of Lando's conversation with Ronnie, the street sweeper eventually prayed to become a believer in Christ. And God still provided enough passengers that day, Lando shared. He reminded me my needs were his concern. Mine was simply to follow him. Let's pray. Dear God, I don't need to worry because you've promised to care and provide for me. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.